The values which underpin the European Union have come under increasing discussion as the Treaty of Lisbon prepares to come into force on December 1st. The treaty creates the new offices of a permanent president of the European Council and High Representative for Foreign Affairs.
This evening, European Union leaders have gathered in Brussels to decide on who will fill these positions. Belgium's Herman Van Rompuy is widely tipped for the presidency, with former Italian Premier Massimo D'Alema being mentioned for the foreign minister's post.
Commissae, the Commission of the Bishops' Conferences of the European Community, are also in session in Brussels. Bishop William Kenny of the Archdiocese of Birmingham, England, says the President and Foreign Minister, regardless of their own personal background, must uphold the Union's traditional values born of its Christian heritage.
I think for the President, we hope that we have a man who, of course, is totally imbued with the ideas of Europe, particularly that it has always been a means of creating peace in Europe and keeping that peace in Europe, which it still is. So that is one of the key issues. He also needs to be a person who is aware of what subsidiarity means, which is one of the key features of the Treaty of Lisbon, and what it means also to be supportive of other people. It doesn't matter then in that sense of what his own beliefs are, but he must definitely have that those qualities, which will mean that he will be a true European. The foreign minister, I think we are very interested in two questions. The one is solidarity with the poor, particularly in the developing world. That is very, very necessary. And secondly, the whole question of immigration and the many sisters and brothers among us who are here irregularly and whose situation causes so much concern.